ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। सो फ्रेंड्स, आई टोल्ड यू सर्टेन थिंग्स इन द लास्ट फ्यू डेज। इन ए वे द सेंस ऑफ ऑल व्हाट आई सेड इज दिस। That it is a continuous process of elimination, a continuous process of giving up, eliminating from you what is unwanted in your existence, a continuous process of reformation, reforming yourself throughout. And the process of reformation happens in the manner of eliminating things which are undesirable in your life. Through the help given by some guide or after reading the experiences of saints given in books, listening discourses, ancient scriptures, and primarily diverting your attention to your own self, analyzing yourself, you come to know that there are certain traits, tendencies, characteristics, habits in you which are the cause of your problems. If they are eliminated, then the problem will be solved. This, in a nutshell, is the process. It is a continuous process. It is something like the work of a sculptor. What does the sculptor do? The sculptor has a stone, and the figure which comes out of the stone is already there, existing. The sculptor does not bring the figure from somewhere. What does the sculptor do? With the help of the chisel, one stroke here, one stroke there, one stroke here, one stroke there, and the nose comes up, and then the ear, and then the mouth, and then the lips, like that. The sculptor removing the angularities, the parts of the stone which are blocking the manifestation of the beautiful figure. The beautiful figure is in the imagination of the sculptor, and according to that imagination is already existing in the stone. Only the unwanted parts of the stone are removed. You have to remove them. That's all that's required to be done. What a master, what a guide does only, he teaches you, just like the teacher of a sculptor, strike here, not there. In this manner, softly, now hardly. All that is taught. The sculptor himself has to strike, has to love. And gradually, the beautiful figure comes into existence. The figure which was already dormant there, sleeping there in a way, hidden there in the stone, that comes to the forefront. In the same way, the divine is hidden here. In everybody, you have not to bring from anywhere. through the chisel of your mind, particularly what we know as the faculty of discrimination, the faculty which distinguishes between right and wrong. Through the chisel of that faculty of discrimination, you have to eliminate. You have to find out what is to be eliminated from your personality, and then you have to eliminate. You find out, oh, I am a victim of overeating. Leave it. Give up overeating. Oh, sweets are creating the problem. Give them up. And then, I have in me this anger, unnecessarily. I am ready to be angry all the time, every time, with everybody, anywhere. Irritation is also an offspring of anger. This anger and irritation, they are there. You have to give them up. Jealousy. Oh, this feeling of jealousy I have. You have to eliminate, you have to give them up. Greed. Lust. These are the causes for all the problems. You have to eliminate them. Fear. Afraid of bad things, they may happen to me. So locating them, finding them out in your own existence, and then you remove them. And all the techniques in yoga and the other methods, they are for eliminating them, removing them. You go on removing them. And when a time comes, there remains nothing to be removed, you find you are there. All of a sudden, it happens. You find the self. The self was always there. God is always there. Something like that. They are all techniques for elimination of the unwanted things in our life, like that. So it is a continuous process of self-training, purification. It goes on. There will be times when you may feel that now it is all gone and I am peaceful and perhaps become a yogi. In the evening you are going to have a difficult situation. As soon as you think I am perfect, time is coming for the fall. You are going to weep again. Be aware. So there are so many methods, so many techniques for your own purification. And slowly, as all that debris from the subconscious goes away, those accumulated impressions of many lives and also of this life, they go away. You become peaceful, full of love, energetic, active. And then, deeper secrets of life and existence start becoming known to you automatically from inside, without even reading books. Many things we read in the books, we conceptualize them, we have the concepts. They are the concepts only. But when you get really purified, you come to know them in reality, how they are. And the day comes when you have the experience that you are unborn, immortal, pure consciousness, full of love, ready to serve others, yet not perturbed by any attachment. No attachment. That time comes. Life becomes divine. Many times such things come. A seeker feels, all this I understand. It is logical, I am convinced. But it is very difficult to get free of anger. Very difficult to get rid of passion. I try my best to forget that girlfriend or boyfriend, but again and again it is coming to my mind. What should I do? Things like that. I say you have to do it. What else? I cannot do for you. The only assurance I can give is this, I myself pass through all these stages. I have no problems, you will also have no problems someday.